Banner. Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are on fire, and obviously we are talking about the debacles of what's going on across America now, what's left of it. And John Clark is with me, and we talked about the Philadelphia area as well as Harrisburg, the rally last weekend. And here is Carol from Pennsylvania. I believe Carol called last week. And Carol, is that you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you make the rally?
No, I didn't make it. I haven't been feeling too well.
I'm sorry to hear
that. I had a little problem. I think I was detoxifying too quick, and I've had a problem.
Well, anyway, John Clark is waiting for you to ask a question or make a comment. Go ahead.
Okay, John. You stated, I forget how much you quoted, that we bought Mexico for, you know, I believe it was under Polk for $3
million. $15
million. 15. Well, anyway.
Well, we didn't buy it. We beat them, and then we had the Treaty of Hidalgo, and then we paid them $15 million for it. But there were also some fine print. One of the fine print was that if we did not subdue the Apaches in Arizona, it would revert back to Mexico. Well, they didn't think we could subdue the Apaches, but we did, so we kept Arizona.
Okay.
A lot of people seem to forget these fine print things.
But we didn't actually buy this land from Mexico. We bought it from Spain. Spain is in charge of Mexico. Juan Carlos controls Mexico. There's 15 families there. And you go up through California, it's all Spanish missions, and those people, the Mexicans, are Mongols. And they,
I grew up in California. I know very very aware of what
So it's Spain that runs Mexico. And they're running us now.
Spain runs Mexico now?
Yes. Well, Calderon. Yes, Calderon. He's from Mexico, and the last presidente was I think the grandson of Juan Carlos from Spain.
Hmm.
It's never a Mexican. The Mexican people were kept down. You know, it's sad to say. You can't blame them for wanting to come in here the way they live down here, but now they're going to make it that way for us.
That's exactly what has happened.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and they have to go. Boy, I'll tell you, with this truckers thing, that's another one.
Well, that's right. That's right. The invasion in Frosty Woolridge has given a great piece on that, that people should read News with Views this past week or so. Absolutely an outrage what is going to happen to this country. And it's already happening now with the highway system. And George Bush says it's all a conspiracy theory. People like John Clark and Rick Adams and Dr. Corsi, they're just thinking in terms of a conspiracy. And I would never do that to the American people, now, would I?
No, of course not.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right.
I just
keep
wonder,
thinking positive, though. Keep
well,
thinking
I wonder how long it's
going to
be.
It's only a movie. It's only a movie, Carol.
Yeah.
It's not really happening.
How long is it going to be before the truckers start... I have a feeling something's going to be happening.
Well, I mean, time and again, we've had the truckers speak up, and they've been beat down. They've been pushed down. And,
but they let it happen just like the farmers did.
They sold out.
Yep,
they
the farmers let the farms go because they were more interested in suing than doing what they could have done to save these farms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a mess here.
And now,
it's
by
really...
the way, he mentions, as well as others that we've had on the show, the H-1B, H-2B visa workers here in the United States and outside that outsource these jobs. This, too, is hurting tremendously the United States.
Yeah, what is this with the teachers? They can't even speak English, I guess, out in that area. They said the teachers can't even speak English.
It's amazing they can even compose a sentence.
Yeah, but the American children are going to those schools, too.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol, for calling. And we'll come back with you, John Clark, if you can hang around a little bit more. We'll do that. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio, right here, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism. but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, we're back now, and John is with me, John Clark, 1-800-313-9443. Before I go back to the phones, John, with regard to Geno's Philly Steaks, did you think that the best way of supporting Joey Vento is to just do something other than appear there or come out to support him? What can they do?
Nothing really, because he feels that if there was any type of demonstration, it might anger these people more. I don't know what more they could do, but
They're already vicious.
It really
enough.
Hurt his pace. So I'm just going to be there to document it, to film it, and it'll probably be in the next film that I produce. And that's just to show what clowns these people are. I mean, they're just they're beyond clowns. They're criminals. Prosecuting a man who supplies jobs for people. He won't hire illegals. Other restaurants do. He will not do it. Mm-hmm. My wife talked to an illegal who was working a restaurant across the street, and she said, "Why are you working here?" He says, "Because Gino won't hire me, or Joey, Joey won't hire me. Gino wouldn't." Mm-hmm. So he's a great patriot. He's been.
Oh, we've had him on the show. Yeah, a long time ago, last year.
Yeah,
he's a busy guy, though.
Yeah, and he's got a business to run, and right. He's just a really down-to-earth person. He just can't believe, when I told him that the Communist Party is one of the major players behind this, he can't believe it, because that's how brainwashed the average person's been that, well, there's no longer Russia, so the communists packed up their bags. Russia's now, you know, arming, rearming.
Well, they all came here. They all came here. That's where they are. The communists
are
right here.
The KGB during the Cold War, how did they get their agents here? Through illegal immigration.
Absolutely.
They just walked across the border. I mean, the Red Chinese have a fifth column. I said that on a radio show, and the host said, well, that's John Clark's opinion. I said, what do you mean my opinion? I mean, we keep hearing about all the Mexicans saying we're going to kill the gringo, the illegal Mexicans. We're going to kill the gringo. We're going to take back Aztlan.
See, there was a time, John, there was a time when there were committees in Congress. This is just, you know, up until around the Watergate era when that was used to destroy these investigative committees that would document what you're saying. It's already documented through others, and in fact, the FBI had known about it for years. But there indeed is a major sleeper apparatus here in the United States from Red China. And Red China means business. They hold the cards right now. And
well,
Mr.
Russia,
Bush,
but they're a client state of Russia. All of them. Russia's.
There is no split. There is no Sino-Soviet split. It is a tactical split, and it will prove itself out in the coming months and years if we have that much time, because they are building up. They are asserting their influence. They hold the economic cards now. And who did it? It wasn't they who did it. It wasn't Russia who did it. It was the traitors in Washington.
And now they claim the North Pole. Now Russia's claiming part of the North Pole.
Absolutely. We talked about that, too. No, it's ridiculous. They have this Law of the Sea Treaty that would allow them, you see, to basically debate us over whether or not it's theirs or ours. So once again, in order to try to assert ourselves, we have to join yet another international organization and to submit ourselves to more international control rather than asserting our sovereignty and our own nationalistic concerns. You see what they're doing? They're dragging us down that road to total international one-worldism. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, it's a catch-22 because it doesn't make any difference where we turn. I mean, if there's a revolution, they win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It is just,
I understand, John. I understand. I mean, I'm with you. But let me take a call from Rich in New Orleans, I believe. Hello, Rich.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
And the whole, everybody out there in the ships on the sea.
Yes.
Rick, and who's this, John tonight?
John, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to address, and maybe we could, some of you gentlemen would be able to inform me, or someone in the audience would know. We've heard too many times of the ACLU and other ethnocentric organizations bringing people like Hazleton, Pennsylvania, to court.
Mm-hmm.
Proposition out in California, I don't remember what it
was.
Yeah, we know all far too often how many times that they're challenged by communist, racist, etc., and it seems the people who want a controlled immigration and the laws enforced always lose. Where I've really been flummoxed and cannot understand is where, how and why not, and is there any legal challenge to the government that is obviously not enforcing the law?
You're absolutely right. That has been mentioned.
Well, how
that
can we
should
sue the government for not doing what the Constitution and law says they must do?
Well, because the simple fact, Rich, is that there is no money involved in saving the country. All the lawyers go where the money's at. The money's on the other side because of the foundation, Communist Party, the Ford Foundation. The ACLU was started by a communist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he said, well, we better tone it down and make it look like we're legitimate, that we really care about you know, people's rights.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Barletta, Mayor Barletta and Hazleton, the ACLU put 23 lawyers on that case. 23. And the reason why is because if the city lost, which they did, the city would have to pay those fees.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're asking for $2.3 million from the city of Hazleton.
That was on the American Renaissance website. You could read about that. But I'm talking the opposite, John. Forget the ACLU. We want a patriotic American law firm or lawyer to bring the government to court. You are not enforcing the law.
We've been trying for years to get lawyers on our side. We can't get them.
I can't believe that in a nation this big, that there's no red, white, and blue lawyer who'd want to take this on.
Oh, look what they would be taking on. They're taking on the federal government. We've been trying to get in the Senate. Over 50% of the senators are lawyers.
Yeah.
Here they are, part of the judicial system, making the laws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we pointed this out. A friend of mine tried to sue him.
Well, then, John, if in that case there is no legal recourse, then what does a citizen do? Once they realize the fix is in, mm-hmm. the government will not do it, there's nothing we can do, and everything illegal, they can do it and get away with it,
mm-hmm.
but God forbid we do something violent or quote-unquote illegal, so what does the citizen do then?
You're prosecuted. And, Rich, I work pretty close with Mayor Barletta and Hazleton. We started a fund. Joey Vento put in the first $10,000.
Yeah.
We raised $600,000 for the city of Hazleton. But now they're asking $2.3 million. If they do that, it will bankrupt the city. But
perhaps
this is
that might be what we need.
They're afraid to challenge the ACLU because they're afraid of exactly this.
John, what if it did go bankrupt? Do you think that would have some ripple effects?
I don't know.
I mean, in regard to...
I thought 911 would stop this nonsense.
Yeah.
I thought 911 would wake people up and say, hey, we need to enforce our immigration laws. It's just gotten worse.
It goes to show you how phony the whole thing was, yes.
Well, again, I know I'm the voice of doom. I've spoken this on your show before, Rick. I think we lose this one, and I backed it up with just the empirical evidence. And the scripture says we lose. We don't get to win this one. Our sin, the national sin, the disgrace of the abortion, of the multicultural promotion of homosexuality.
Well, we've invited the wrath of God upon us.
Unless we get on our knees, which isn't going to happen, the fix is in. But, John, you put a great effort, man. Even having said that, I can't do but praise you for your efforts, man.
Well, there is no alternative.
We have to keep fighting anyway.
All right, you guys. Thanks for letting me in.
I don't want my kids to grow up.
Sure, Rich.
Okay,
hey,
we'll
Rich, you're one of our good callers, and I appreciate your devotion and dedication and your prayers.
All right, my buddy, Rich.
Amen.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you. Well, it's true, and what he says is definitely part of the malaise that we are reaping, all these things. We've turned this nation upside down, and we've turned our back on the Father, and now we're reaping all these problems. He said, hey, I told you this. If you come back to me, I'll heal your land. But you don't want that, do you? You let the ACLU and all these criminal organizations, these corrupt churches, take over, and organizations like Modis and so forth, and you allowed them to do this. Now you're squawking, huh? Now you're getting upset when it's your job. Well, hey, that's the way it goes. Unfortunately, you have to reap the consequences, and that's where we are. But we're not giving up, and we're not just throwing in the towel. That would be too easy. That'd be too easy, John, to just sit here and say, hey, we might as well just all call it quits and let the red Chinese tanks roll in, let the government of the United States take us over.
Well, they won't have to have tanks.
Right.
You know, the old saying, not with a bang, but a whimper.
Yeah.
You know, American people have become so
without
spoiled,
even firing a shot.
And just sitting back and saying, oh, well, they can't do that. I've heard it so many times. They look at me like, what are you, crazy? This is the United States. They just don't have a clue of what the reality is.
They really don't. They don't. You're right. Can you stay just for the final 10-minute segment here?
Yeah, that's fine, Rick.
Okay, I know you have to run. You've got a lot of things to do. But I appreciate your time, and we'll come back. Quick call. If you have a quick question or comment, don't wait. Get on the line right now. There are lines available for you at 800-313-9443 on this Friday night edition of Uncensored, Radio Free America. Here it is, the voice of the people right here on the network, on Republic Broadcasting Network with Rick Adams and my guest, John Clark, from Americans for Immigration Control. ImmigrationControl.com is the website, and you can go to it and click on to see what we're talking about, among many other websites. All right, we'll be back to sum up and our final segment just ahead. I'm Rick Adams.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we are going to take a call here from Lance in Texas now for John Clark. Hello, Lance.
Hey, Rick. Enjoying your program tonight. John keeps going on and on about the communists, and it just reminded me of how McCarthy's name has been derided over so many years. They must have truly hated McCarthy, because he was on to the right track.
Right, right.
And that's why they deride his name. Throughout history, now you hear of McCarthyism. It's synonymous with spurious arguments and whatnot. Now, fast forward to the defector from Russia in, what was it, 85, 86. He wrote a book. I can't remember the guy's name. I think it was Anatoly something or other. Who said
his name was Galitzin, I believe, Anatoly Galitzin.
Yeah.
New lies for old. Yeah.
That all of the defectors after him were going to be double agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I just really wanted to throw that out as a comment and let your guest expound on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John.
Well, as you know, Rick, you've seen most of the films that we've done over the last 5 or 6 years, and every single one of them, you see the communist flag, Che Guevara on their shirts, their flags. And when I first got involved 13 years ago in California, that was some of the first people that attacked us, was the Communist Party, the Shining Path guerrillas, and I couldn't figure out why they were involved. I think I was dumbed down like most everybody else, thinking, you know, communism, you know, it's gone, Russia's fallen. But everywhere I've turned, it's always the Communist Party and Catholic Charities are the two major backers that I've seen of illegal aliens. And the Communist Party, what better way to destroy the country? I mean, it's just amazing that we've fallen asleep at the wheel. We pay taxes for one reason. That's for the federal government to protect us. They failed us in 9-1-1, and they're failing us now. So, yes, McCarthy, I really don't know that much about McCarthy. I know, you know, I've seen bits and read a little bit on McCarthy. I know he was after the communists. I know Robert Goldsboro, the president of AIC, fought the communists for many years. He's been on the Hill for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
He was with various committees. And McCarthy was smeared.
And he was absolutely correct in everything he said.
Yeah,
he
was correct about Hollywood, right. Correct about Washington, D.C.
Washington, yes.
And after they smeared him and got rid of him, people were afraid to even go after the communists.
Well, that proved what he was saying, and the conspiracy that existed was far greater than anything even he imagined at the time.
Look at the A-bomb. Look at the A-bomb, a communist,
right.
Working right in, you know, there, gave the secrets to Russia, working on the atom bomb.
Yep. Yep. It was a conspiracy right from the beginning. Roosevelt to arm the Soviet Union, save them, and then instead of staying out of the war, to help the Soviet Union enslave Europe. And that's what they did, boldly, and they still call it liberation. You know, it's just amazing how dumbed down we have become. You're right, John. We have become a nation of idiots.
But if I mention communism, people give me a blank stare, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I go, you got to be kidding. I said, I've been dealing with them for 13 years now. Everywhere I turn,
mm-hmm.
there's Che Guevara.
Well, don't George Bush Sr. Said, hey, you remember
Venezuela.
Papa?
See what's happening in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez.
Sure. But
and I
Senior.
Asked a Cuban woman here in Florida one time, I said, why is it that all these Cubans, if they hate Castro and communism so much, why do they go out to these rallies all the time? She said, because if you don't get a job and you don't go to school.
And
that's
it works.
Control. Castro's a billionaire. All these so-called leaders, there was a defector. I used to work for the newspaper in San Francisco, and there was a Russian defector from the Russian military back in, this was the 80s. And I asked him, why did you defect? He said, because, communism was teaching us that we're all equal, we all have the same, but I see people driving around limousines, eating caviar, drinking champagne, and this was the leadership. It's all baloney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, capitalism, communism on paper, you know, they look great, but they're abused by the people running it. You know, I agree that, you know, we should have some form of medical care for everybody. You know, to me, that it's a travesty that there are old people out there in this country that have to make a choice between eating dog food and getting their prescriptions because these drug companies are making money hand over fist, and these doctors the same way. You know, something has to be done. We have to take care of our old people. I mean, I've seen people in California sleeping under freeways, you know, veterans.
Well, remember, George Bush Sr. said communism is dead, and that proves that proves he was a liar right then and there.
He is a liar. Communism is not dead.
It's right
here.
I'm
dealing with these people. I've got the footage. You've seen the footage of these people.
You got it. Well, we're almost out of time. Lance, thank you for the call, my friend. All right, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Does that help answer your question for you?
Yeah, but if I might interject, Gordon Thomas pointed out in his work, Seeds of Fire, that, that part of the reason that the students organized was because at one point in the book he takes his English or American English teacher to this back door of place where they disseminate the goods, and he shows her that the Communist Party leadership are getting the...
All right. Hey, we just don't have time now. Thanks for the call, and talk to you again. Bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
With the break that came upon me suddenly, so John Clark said, okay, that's all right. We'll end it here, and we'll be back again in the future to talk with you. And so if you want to get any of the videos that he's produced, you want to get on the website. It's immigrationcontrol.com. That's the organization which he belongs to. And it's Americans for Immigration Control. That's the organization, and the website is immigrationcontrol.com. Okay? Very good. Now, I want to catch up on a few things very quickly here that we need to go into. But first, we have a call from a guy in Vancouver, I think it is. Is Mr. Suleiman, is it?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mr. Suleiman. How are you now?
Oh, I'm doing well. How you doing, Rick?
Okay, good. Tell us a little bit about you, first of all. And you wanted to make a something to do with a prognostication or an analysis of the plane that just flew across the United States with the nukes?
Exactly.
Yes.
I have a real negative feeling about what has transpired, and after looking into the situation, things are starting to crop up that makes it look similar to the 9/11 incident.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll ask your listeners if they have a computer, to go to Google Earth and put up the map of the United States, or take a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, draw a facsimile of the United States, put North Dakota up on the top and Louisiana on the bottom. And a few days ago, as you know, that B-52 bomber flew from North Dakota, I believe it was Minute Air Force Base.
Yes.
And it landed it at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, and it carried five cruise missiles that had nuclear tips. And each one of those nuclear weapons got the capability of taking down at least 100,000, 200,000 people. Mm-hmm. These are the big boys. Now, it's interesting that the flight was a secret flight that had taken off from North Dakota, and evidently someone at the Air Force Base in Louisiana wasn't informed, and this information leaked out to the press. And they claim that the flight officer in North Dakota has been reassigned. I believe it was a trial run flight, a black operations flight. And the reason why I'm saying this is that there's been too many stories allegedly being leaked from the White House, going through CNN and other news media like Fox, et cetera, et cetera, stating that Al-Qaeda is about to initiate an attack against six or seven cities in the United States using some form of nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at the map in regards to the United States, North Dakota, Louisiana, it splits the United States basically in half. Hypothetically, and I'm praying that I'm wrong, but hypothetically, if you had a rogue crew that was part of a black ops operation, they could launch those cruise missiles towards the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States, programmed to detonate almost simultaneously, looking like an orchestrated attack from Al-Qaeda. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this to your attention is that the day after this particular flight had taken place, Israel had jet fighters that penetrated the Syrian airspace and were fired upon.
Yes.
But that's not the entire story.
No.
There were C-130s that were Israeli planes as well, dropped ammunition boxes or boxes filled with ammunition in several locations in Syria in open areas. Now, those of us that are part of the military realizes that when you're about to initiate an invasion or attack an enemy, you have your special forces go in, but you're preparing for them to go in by having the equipment and the weapons in that forward area. Now, look what happened just in the last 48 hours. The alleged bin Laden tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden. And on
another
CNN,
one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And on CNN today, they claim he was unusual because he had a full black beard and it wasn't aligned with the gray and the brown that he normally has. Yeah. And they're saying that that is a code. And some of the experts that came on after they a small portion of the tape was revealed to the public, they're saying that this is a warning similar to the warnings that were made prior to 9/11 and other incidents that have taken across that have taken a place across the planet that involve some type of mass bombing or destruction like 9/11. Also, isn't it interesting that the United States Air Force and the United States government allegedly, because of this event of the bomber flying with these live nukes, they're going to ground all of the bombers and fighters of the U.S. Air Force on September the 14th. In other words, we will have no protection, fighter protection, for the United States on that day, and it's similar to what transpired on 9/11. That's why they claim that the fighters could not reach and down those planes that were striking New York. I have a bad feeling, Rick, that the Pearl Harbor scenario is about to take place.
Yeah, could
because
be.
Because this September the 11th, a few days away, 6 years? And not only that, isn't it interesting that Bush was in Florida when the incident occurred on 9/11 and the Capitol, everybody, and New York was attacked, isn't interesting. He's out of the country now. See, there's too many scenarios that are similar to 9/11, and my feeling is that something horrible is about to occur.
But, you know, they're telegraphing this whole thing. That's the part that puzzles me.
They did it last
time. I mean, to people
time,
like
no...
you and me and others, we can say, well, look, and we've done that before, and nothing happened.
Nothing happened. I did that before. I had sent several letters to the White House, to Bush via Camp David before the incident in 2001, saying
right.
It was coming, and contacted his father 6 weeks before, and nobody did anything. And you know what, Rick? They must believe that the American people and the people of the world are nothing but sheep.
Obviously that's the case, isn't it?
That's the case. But I feel that something is going to happen. People must be prepared. Food in their homes, clothing, flashlights. Something is about to take place. And isn't it interesting, just in the last 72 hours, Bush has made an agreement with the United Nations that if some type of epidemic or emergency happens in the United States, is that they can send U.N. troops into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday night, the sneaky government has opened up the borders with Mexico, and the 18-wheelers are flying through. It's too many negative things that are occurring all together, and then all of a sudden we got the Bin Laden tape, and then people are being told an incident is about to occur, and I believe it is going to be a destructive one due to the fact that the economy is getting ready to fall flat on its rear end.
Mm-hmm.
Something
we'll
about
have to certainly watch and pray.
Please.
That divine intervention prevents that, obviously.
Thank you.
But we will keep our eyes on it, Suleiman. And by the way, you mentioned your own background in the military. What is your military background?
Okay. When I graduated from high school in 64,
mm-hmm.
I won a scholarship to the Air Force Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided at the time to travel with the Up With People organization because they were preaching peace around the world. I wanted to be an astronaut. The Air Force Academy was way to go, but they were at war in Vietnam, and I was not going to drop napalm bombs on anybody. I don't believe in killing, don't believe in the war. So when I got out of the Up With People organization, I was 24 years old. I was drafted into the Army. There was nobody 24 years old being drafted, but they were angry that I did not take that Air Force scholarship. I scored so high on the various Army tests that I ended up in the field of cryptology. And I graduated number one out of Fort Gordon, Georgia, and I have a top secret clearance in that area. And I was also, Rick, what happened was that I was being sent to a secret location in Cambodia and where two other units, similar to the way that I had been trained, had completely and totally disappeared. And when I landed in South Korea, just by the grace of God and through prayers, a general and a lieutenant colonel were talking to a priest, and they were looking for a chaplain's assistant for a Catholic priest. I stepped right into it. I got it by the grace of God. I was able to do my tour of duty in South Korea as an assistant, as a chaplain assistant to a Catholic priest. And still held my top secret clearance. There were things that they wanted me to do, and so I do have access from time to time of information that's taking place in the government.
So you have access. Now, what does that mean? Do you get any tips?
There are people that I stay in contact with that are in the know, and they are telling me that something horrific is about to occur.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Horrific.
Yeah, we've been hearing this for a while, so it's very possible.
And not only that, Rick, in this Vancouver area in Canada where I'm at, there has been a plethora of UFO sightings. Last night, I witnessed, along with several others, two huge UFO that came over the area, and I've discovered that in Iran, Syria, Israel, the Middle East have been inundated in the last month or so with huge sightings of UFOs. Something is about to occur, and I pray for God's intervention, and I'm asking all of your listening audience, they're very astute and intelligent, to pray, even if they have to get down on their knees, to pray for God's intervention to stop any kind of nuclear activity, mm-hmm. because if war breaks out with Iran and Syria, Russia and China will join forces on the side of the Arab world, and we have nuclear war on this planet.
Mm.
Yeah,
yes,
and the Blessed Virgin Mary, when she her messages in Medjugorje, she has said from 1969 forward that there would be a nuclear conflagration on the planet before the return of her son, and she said within the first 3 hours of the nuclear conflagration, 75% of all life on this planet would vanish.
Hmm.
And the messages from Medjugorje in the last month or so, last 2 months, have spoken about the return of her son and about this conflagration. And it is saying for people to pray and to come to get as close to her and to her son, the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, as possible. And that is exactly what I am doing. And that's why I wanted to call tonight to let you know what my feelings were
mm-hmm.
and for people to pray like they've never prayed before.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
We will do that, Suleiman. Thank you for calling.
All right. And God bless
it,
you.
And we will do that. Thank
God
you.
God bless
yes.
you. And your producer, he is absolutely fantastic.
Yes, he is.
God
okay.
bless you guys.
And we'll hear again. We'll be watching.
Okay. God
we'll
bless
be praying.
You. Now. Bye
Good
now.
Night. Okay. Well, we'll be. All we can do, really, is to trust, really, ladies and gentlemen, in the Father up above and put our faith in Him. And if we really, truthfully have faith, then that's what we must do. We cannot, we really can't trust, obviously, anything else. And that's why I say, pity the fellow that really doesn't have any faith at all, that doesn't know where to turn, that wants to turn to the armory, the guns, the bow and arrow, and the slingshot, and all of that is not going to do you any good. It's not going to work. So, you know, hey, I mean, we're living in dangerous times, but I think that the scriptures will indicate quite clearly, though, that no matter what does happen in the future, and America is prophesied to definitely be hit hard with judgment for its sins against the Father, that we are going to see this system of anti-Christianity rear its ugly head from Jerusalem, and that it will encompass the world, but it will be a salvation message. That is, peace and safety will be the rule of the day. It will not be war. It will be after war and after destruction that this man of sin, this beast system, and all of this anti-Christ system, if you will, the mark of the beast, the Kenites, coming to fruition to offer salvation to the world and predicting the Messiah will come, the false Messiah, not the real Messiah. So I really think that more than war and destruction, we're going to have to fear peace, ultimately, because peace is what will usher in the prince of Satan, who pretends to be the prince of peace. And that will be Satan himself, right there in Jerusalem, at his seat, his mercy seat. That's interesting, though. Interesting to talk about and to speculate on, but all we can do is just do what we have been doing. To pray without ceasing and to sacrifice, to fast and just pray for America, pray for our people. Pray that evildoers are punished before they carry out their evil plans. Well, now there's a lot of other things going on, and the Second Amendment Foundation as well has been busy as ever and always. Their report has to do with showing how Mayor Bloomberg in New York has been lying about what he calls the trace data. And what that comes down to is what he released yesterday, the release of aggregate gun trace data in the New York City region by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives now, once again puts the lie to long-standing claims by him, Bloomberg, that this data is not available to law enforcement. Now, the ATF special agent in charge for the New York's field division released the data on Thursday. This is for 2006. The data just came out, and no matter what the data shows, and it contains no surprises, The most significant fact of all is that the black market, the most significant fact of all is that the ATF dealing with the black market has once again demonstrated this data is available for any legitimate criminal investigations. And Bloomberg said it was not. Bloomberg flat out lied. Well, what would you expect from him? So that's just one thing that I wanted to get across to you. In case you didn't know it, and I'm sure you didn't know it, because the media don't report things like this, since they're too important to be reported. It's unbelievable. And then, of course, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, they're talking about this big bust of politicians in New Jersey, and they're adding their little comment, their twist, their spin, that the arrests of the state lawmakers, mayors, city councilmen, and people across New Jersey shows why anti-gun politicians don't want citizens to have firearms rights. Boy, ain't that the truth. They're the criminals, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll be back in our final period. Stay tuned for more Rick Adams right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Suleiman, you may have something there. He's admitting it. He's admitting it. That's a Freudian slip, isn't it, huh? Well, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, those of you who live in California, urgent action is being advocated by the Citizens Committee for the right to keep and bear arms. And this has to do with a piece of legislation called AB 821. And the committee is asking people to call Governor Arnie, Governor Schwarzenegger's office, and urging him to veto Assembly Bill 821, which would ban the use of lead in ammunition in areas identified as California condor habitat. The bill has been sent to the governor after amendments were approved early in the week. If signed, the legislation could literally ban hunting and recreational shooting in large areas of the state. And micro-stamping, they call this micro-stamping. This legislation would require handguns sold after a certain date in California to be micro-stamped with identifying information so that this stamp is transferred to the surface of the cartridge case when it is fired. So if you want to contact the governor, the number there, 916-445-2841, urging a veto of that measure, the 821 measure. And the other bill, actually, is the so-called micro-stamping bill. It's two separate bills. That one has a number, 1471. That's 1471. Okay? The number again, 916-445-2841 to contact the governor's office. Well, anyway, that's all I have for now. We're just about out of time, so I don't want to broach a new subject, but I will say that it's been a very interesting program tonight. As usual, with John Clark and Suleiman calling, and keep us in your prayers, and pray in the name of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus himself, to the Father, and then we will leave it all in his hands, and to continue to bring Republic Broadcasting to you. Get back on shortwave, Lord willing, and continue to expand. Let's do that. Let's pray that that be the case in these days. All right. I'm out of time. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, will now exit the studio, as they say. And Lord willing, that is Father willing, Monday night we shall return with more to talk about on these subjects and much more on the illegal invasion and these stories that we've been talking about pertaining to 9/11. Anniversary's coming up. We'll be doing that as well. All right, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, goes to bed, as they say. And Lord willing, we will hear from you. We'll see you. We'll contact you and enjoy your company next Monday night at 9 Central. Until then, God bless you all. Good night.